Good morning and welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook and our Start-Stop Reflection. Today is the anniversary of the birth of master storyteller Charles Dickens, whose night walks through the streets of Victorian London provided the inspiration for novels and short stories that revealed his concern for the poor and the oppressed. Dickens had an on-off relationship with the church into which he was baptised. Though by his own admission at times he struggled to do so himself, he was highly critical of those who attended church every week to say the creeds, but who seemed to fail to act upon them. People who talked the talk, but didn't walk the walk. A criticism shared by the author of the first letter of John, writing to the church in the first century. His readers are exhorted to live the word through acts of righteousness. Our reading this morning is from the second chapter of the first letter of John. The first letter of John, chapter 2, beginning at the 7th verse. Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing to you a new commandment that is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. In his book, A Nocturnal History of London, Matthew Beaumont, a professor of English at University College London, describes Charles Dickens as the patron saint of the streets at night. Professor Beaumont explains that the glorious, mysterious and often dangerous life of cities at night fascinated Dickens, who perhaps due to his own experience of poverty and childhood, felt at home amongst the homeless. Each day, in the space of just a few hours, the veil of prosperity over the world's most populous city fell away. As the street lamps were lit, life appeared to turn upside down. On his frequent night walks, Dickens found a community of outcasts surviving in squalor, forced to traipse the streets in an effort to survive the cold. Walking alongside them revealed the contradictions of the city and of humanity, of the solitary and the sociable, of poverty and prosperity, side by side, the delicate balance between the two laid bare. Dickens famously fictionalised these characters and their plight, his novels highlighting the abuse of women, children and industrial workers, the suffering of those who inhabited the dark underbelly of the city. Such was his skill that two centuries later we still describe these conditions as Dickensian. However, his concern for issues of social justice was not simply expressed in the written word, but in practical action. With the backing of Christian philanthropist Angela Burdett Coutts, Dickens established a safe house for women, finding and furnishing a cottage in Shepherd's Bush, providing shelter for 13 former prostitutes. While on a book tour in Boston in the United States, Dickens was introduced to prominent members of the Unitarian Church. He was attracted to the zeal with which they acted upon the word through their commitment to social action. On his return to Britain, he began attending Unitarian meetings in London, leaving behind what he saw as the unnecessary and unhelpful focus on ritual and practice in the Anglican Church of the time. Writing to members of the church in the first century, the author of the first letter of John seems to hold a similar view. Reminding his readers of the great inheritance of the scriptures, he urges them to practice the new commandment brought into the world in Christ, that we should love one another as he has loved us. Those who continue to praise the written word of the old covenant above the living word of the new, he explains, are walking in darkness. Blind to the plight of our brothers and sisters in need, blind to the truth that we are called to do good, to act righteously. Dickens placed the Bible and, in particular, the New Testament at the heart of his faith. His tour manager wrote, "It was the book of all others he read most and which he took as his one unfailing guide in life." Dickens' night walks through London were illuminated by walking alongside Jesus, the light of the world. The last book by Dickens to be published was a reworking of the four gospel stories, written as a private devotional for his children. It ends with these words. Remember, it is Christianity to do good always, even to those who do evil to us. It is Christianity to love our neighbour as ourself and to do to all men as we would have them do to us. It is Christianity to be gentle, merciful and forgiving and to keep those qualities quiet in our own hearts and never make a boast of them or of our prayers or of our love for God, but always to show that we love him by humbly trying to do right in everything. If we do this and remember the life and lessons of our Lord Jesus Christ and try to act up to them, we may confidently hope that God will forgive us our sins and mistakes and enable us to live and die in peace. Charles Dickens attempted not just to talk the talk, but walk the walk, and expected other Christians to do the same. In our prayers, the response to "You are the way, the truth, and the life" is "Help us to walk in your light." You are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk in your light. Lord, as you journey with us, may we be so united with your presence that we find ourselves in the places where you want us to be. Help us to hear the stories of the people there. With each step we take today, may we learn to see your image in the faces of all those around us. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk in your light. Lord, open our hearts to the suffering in the world, this nation and this city. Teach us to find and to follow the path of justice and peace, to act righteously, with compassion, and with generosity with our time and our resources. May we learn to look with love on the world, as you love us. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk in your light. Lord, we thank you for our great inheritance of faith, for the treasure of the Holy Scriptures. By your grace, may we grow in the likeness of your living word. Steady us as we stagger between the difficult choices on the way, so that we might not only talk the talk, but walk the walk with you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk in your light. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with us and all those whom we love this day and always. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's Start Stop Reflection. Do join us in church every Tuesday morning from 7:45 until 9:15, with reflections repeated every quarter hour. I hope you have a wonderful week.